Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission wants to invite you to be a part of this year's Oklahoma Wheat Review, looking back at the 2015 hard red winter wheat crop in the state and looking ahead to the planting season for the 2016 crop. It'll be happening on August 18th at Redlands Community College in El Reno, Oklahoma, started at 9:30 a.m. In addition, the Oklahoma Wheat Growers Annual Meeting will be held as well. Lunch will be provided at no charge, courtesy of the Oklahoma Wheat Growers. Some of the speakers that will be on this year's program for the Wheat Review include National Wheat Grower Association Secretary Jimmy Music from Sentinel, Oklahoma, Tim O'Connor, President of the U.S. Wheat Foods Council, Gary McManus, State Climatologist, Mark Hodges with Plains Grain, Dr. Jeff Edwards, Dr. Brett Carver, and Dr. Bob Hunger, all of the OSU Wheat Improvement Team. If you want more information about this year's Wheat Review, contact the Wheat Commission at 405-608-4350. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Well, the August feeder cattle were up 2.5 at 214.27. They had a high this morning of 215.05. So it was a little bit off the high, about 75 cents off the high. And really, the August was the disappointing contract here. Everything else behind August, September, October, November were the same, or even maybe just a little bit higher. But the market stayed really strong. It continues to be in an inversion or an inverted market where the front month's higher than the back month, the next consecutive month. And so as August goes off the board here in the next couple of weeks, we suspect that the September will take the lead and be the strongest month. Now, we're still at a discount to the feeder cattle index. It's at 216.66 as of yesterday's close. So we're still at a discount with the August futures at 214.27. So that could rally just based on that. Of course, over the next few weeks, those two will have to converge and come together. Now, the live cattle were a little bit weaker here after a strong day yesterday. Last week, of course, we finished the week with such strong cash sales. And now it seems like the box beef, choice, and select are both getting stronger. Today at midday, choice was up 61 cents at 239.13, and then select up $1.16 at 233.08. So it was a little bit disappointing that the live cattle were off just a little bit. But really, you know, when they're at $1.50 and down 20 cents, that's not that big of a move, especially as a percentage.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
And Justin, what continues to bring the grain markets lower?
Well, of course, yesterday we had such a really strong rally. It was kind of unexpected. Today we've just taken all that back off of the market, or most of it back off of the market. Corn and beans are down 12. Your corn's down 12 and three quarters here. December's at 388 and a quarter. That was a penny and a quarter off of the lows. Yesterday it was up around 17 cents. So it went up yesterday 17, down today 13 or so. So we're taking it right back off. The technicians or the guys that watched the charts were expecting it to hit 402, which yesterday that was the high, 402. It filled that gap from three Sunday nights ago, and now we're taking that back off. Beans disappointing, down 23 cents here in the November new crop beans at 971.5. That was up 30-something cents yesterday, so not quite taking all of it off. And then wheat futures also disappointing, with Chicago down 17 cents in December Chicago at 512.5, and then December Kansas City down 17 even at 508.5. Almost back to the contract lows for the December Kansas City, but not quite. 501.5 is where they need to go make new lows. But most of the market is watching and trading for tomorrow's USDA report. That'll be out at 11 a.m. And what it's going to tell us is the latest production numbers for the corn and the soybean crop. Most people have the corn acres and bean acres maybe just a little bit lower, and also the yield just a little bit lower. So the idea is, at least on the estimates, is that the report will be a little bit bullish. How much of that is already in the market, I guess we'll know tomorrow. But it's anticipated to be bullish at this time.
Justin, what's your phone number?
877-431-9805.
That's Justin Lewis, KIS Futures, with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. In recapping your markets, October live cattle down 17 at 149.15, December down 20 at 150.62. September feeder cattle 30 higher at 210.42, October up 15 at 208.17. October lean hogs down 67 at 62.35, and December down 12 at 59.40. In the grain market, September Kansas City wheat down 16.5 at 488, December down 16 at 509.5. September Chicago wheat down 18.25 at 507.25. September corn down 13.75 at 376.5. December down 13.5 at 387.5. September soybeans down 27.25 at 981, with November down 23 at 971.5. October cotton down 41 at 62.71. December down 14 at 61.82. That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.